This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 781. I am Brian Kilby. With me this week, we have the Donald Ferguson.
Cat Wrangler extraordinaire.
Hank Dad. Massey Dad. Cat Dad. Okay. We have Diecast, Dog Dad.
Future Lego Builder.
We'll get there. Matt, Cat Dad. Chris, you have dogs, don't you? Didn't you have dogs at some point?
My mom has a dog.
Yeah, there you go. Rob, I don't even remember. You don't even have pets, do you?
Personally, I do not have pets, but there are cats in the house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was about to mention the snake that Chris had once, but he didn't have it long. So that wouldn't be fun.
As short a time as we could manage, yeah.
That is like my worst nightmare. I have dreams about that, or nightmares about that. So
snakes are more scared of us than we are of them.
Not all of them.
Yeah, well, there you go. So stuff's going on. There's a lot of news this week. But one thing I did want to mention is if you're watching the video, you can see that my background has changed and it's now Tote City. So I've been going through my toys and I had a fun experience going to McKay's this weekend and taking, I don't know, over 100 toys and dumping it into a big bin and them telling me that it was going to take 4 weeks for them to go through it and price it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I've never seen.
I've been with Hey Mickey when he's taken some of his, he hasn't taken toys to McKay's when I've been around, but he's taken like old movies and video games.
Mm-hmm.
And like just a very modest sized stack of those, it still took them like 90 minutes to go through and price. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of had to hang around the whole time. I can't imagine having to hang around McKay's for 4 weeks while they go through and, you know, price a big collection of crap.
Yeah. And I only did it because it was stuff that I just didn't want to go through the effort of trying to sell, like on eBay or on the sales thread, but it's pretty tremendous amount of stuff. I mean, it was four large boxes and they made me dump it into like a big bin so they could push it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Crushed your name.
Well, yeah, probably.
Wait, I'm interested in this because this is like totally, you know, not a northern concept for me. Do they have to be sealed or
no? They'll buy.
They take everything.
Yeah, you can buy bag stuff there.
Yeah. Really? So if you're watching video, I'm going to quickly put it.
Okay. Diecast, I don't make this invitation lightly because, you know, me and you spending time together doesn't always work out swell. But you know, if you're ever like in the Nashville area and you have some advanced notice that you're going to be, like, let me know. I will take you to a McKay's. Like,
okay.
We will find the time and meet and we will go to McKay's.
Why didn't we go to
the sushi?
Why didn't we go to McKay's when you guys were down here? I don't even know why. I love that store. I think it was
a timing issue because isn't McKay's kind of a haul from where you
it's
were
about an hour. At? About an hour. Yeah.
We probably just didn't want to commit to that at that point. I think we had other stuff we wanted to prioritize, like Toys R Us.
I'm working on getting to the Charlotte area soon. I got some things in the works and I'm going to St. Louis, Missouri soon too.
So. I'm going to oh, nice. Cincinnati next week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Is that like a work thing or are you going to like get exotic sodas or something?
Me? I'm going to go get exotic sodas.
I can't believe that was actually it.
We're going to Jungle Gyms. I've talked about that before.
You've documented that on Twitter before.
Yeah.
I think that's where I got the exotic soda idea from. Actually,
that's why we're going.
Brian, would you just check?
I'll look for RC10 for you.
Thank you.
Anymore.
Just I know, just in case. You know, I talked to some Coke reps when I went to the Walmart. I know one of them from way back when. And I asked if I could get the Diet Coke with lime. They don't even make that anymore.
Jeez.
Yeah. So
Crenson is asking, he's going to different cities to brag now. Quote unquote, what the hell are you talking about? People travel. People go places. There's something called locomotion.
So no, I'm not bragging. I'm just stating where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
If I were talking about going to a different city, I'd be complaining because I don't like travel like that.
We're going on vacation. Unfortunately, we don't do vacation in our house, but we are choosing to go to Cincinnati. That's where I'm going to be next week when I'm not here. So,
Brian, when Diecast comes down, you can take him to Bojangles and Waffle House. So
he took me to Bojangles. That was okay. And then there's actually Waffle Houses, not close to me, but close enough. If I drive an hour or two, I could be at it.
Well, that's like me. Yeah. I have to drive an hour to get to the nearest Waffle House, and an hour and a half to get to Pizza Inn. Therefore, that's totally inconvenient for me, and they should change that.
I mean, I have to drive an hour to get the sushi train.
Yeah.
That's but just yeah, yeah. But that, yeah. that's just sushi. It's not Waffle House. There's a big difference.
It's better than sushi, Don. It's conveyor belt sushi.
But I'm so used to, like, I have so much stuff near me. If I have to drive more than, like, 15 minutes away, it's inconvenient.
Well, that's the thing. So, like, I do now. Like, then, years ago, I used to have to travel an hour everywhere. And, like, that's lost all appeal.
What's that like?
Yeah. So, but I do have to travel an hour to go to McKay's. And I love that store, so I do. But, yeah, so we'll see. I'll give an update as to what the offer is. I would guesstimate retail price as they would charge it of that bin was about $2,000 of all the stuff I took.
So they'll probably give you $750, $900.
I'm worried it's gonna be like $250. Now if it's I'm hoping like $800, like on the low end, I'm hoping $500, but I'm worried they're gonna give me like 10%.
Can you say no?
I was gonna are you committed or
when I dropped it off, they made me sign to say I have to take the offer if they're gonna keep it because they don't warehouse other people's stuff. Yeah. But I wanted to get rid of it. So yeah. Yeah, so
that's kind of like, here, take all this stuff. You can give me whatever you want now because I can't refuse.
Well, the thing is, though, then if you sign that paper, no matter what it's worth, they can do a lowball offer and you're SOL out of the money.
Well, also, but if they give me like a super lowball offer, though, I can tell people not to ever do it. And, you know, I can not do it myself. So they have to balance it somehow. But I do worry that it's good. Like for the books that I took, and I took a handful of books to trade in they gave me about a third for store credit. They would have given me half of that. So like a sixth of retail. I'm hoping they do better on toys, but we'll see. Okay. But yeah, so I just wanted to share that. So that'll be interesting. I did pick up some stuff, and Aunt from TFU Info suggested that I'll end up rebuying some of that stuff when I go back the next time. And I promise I won't, but we'll see. Let's jump into news, I guess. So, Chris pulled together the show notes. Thank you very much. And this is one I didn't know. Fathom Events is doing Transformers 2007 revival presentation.
Well, I guess we'll jump to the... There was one item up above that you kind of skipped over above the news. But I guess we can fit that in.
Oh, that's news. Yeah. So Lego Optimus Prime went up for order or purchase today. You could go to the store and get it. I was going to go, but mine sold out. John got it. Diecast got it. Mine.
John got his from the website last night. Like,
Diecast already has his.
You know, but it only went up today, I thought, for order from the website.
It went up at 12 a.m. this morning. So I went on at 12 a.m. It took me about 15 minutes to be able to even get on the site to place the order. So I went on the site, placed the order, had to go to work this morning, of course. So I was out near somewhere that had a Lego store. And I was like, if they still have some, I'll swing by. I'll see if I can pick one up because I know, you know, a lot of times when Lego store is busy, it takes them a couple days before they can even ship stuff out. So it wouldn't be here for like a week or two.
I didn't even know if they'd put it out in the Lego store.
Yeah. So I went to the Lego store and I actually called the 800 number because it wouldn't let me cancel the order. And I was like, I just want to know if you can cancel my order because I want to purchase it in the Lego store. The guy's like, oh, you Transformers fan? Because he saw my email and somehow he associated that with Transformers. And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, I've been watching, you know, Cybertron and Energon on Netflix. And I'm a I've been getting back into that stuff. And it was really cool that the Lego rep was talking to me about Transformers and he was as excited as I was.
So
he wanted to talk to you about Transformers.
That's awesome. So a good friend's sister actually is a rep like that at Lego. And she actually, when she got this in hand a few weeks ago at the office, she was like, isn't your friend into Transformers? Like, does he know that this is coming out? And she's like, he knows.
At the time, you didn't, did
well,
you?
At the time it was heavily rumored, but I did. It hadn't been confirmed yet. Like, well, it's been rumored that it was coming, but yeah. So, but yeah, she's like into anime and stuff and not Transformers, but you know, she likes stuff like that. So yeah, they're nerds too.
So yeah, like, were you able to cancel your order?
He said he would try. It depends on how quick the warehouse was working through the orders. If I end up with a second one, that's not the worst thing. you know.
Yeah. So I got a message from my sister on my phone this morning saying, hey, have you bought the Lego Optimus Prime yet? I was like, no, not yet. It's just going up today. She says, okay, don't buy one. Yeah. So I'm getting one. I just don't know.
Awesome. When's your birthday again?
September.
September. I thought it was in summer. Well, September is
end
summer.
Of summer. Yeah.
Those eyes still kind of bother me. So it's not going in my bedroom because,
you know, I'm watching you.
Yeah, I don't want that creepy Optimus watching me. But other than that, it looks great. And maybe when I put it together, I won't even mind it as much as in the photos.
I'm hoping that they get it back in stock this weekend so I can go. Maybe Toy Hacks will even do stickers for it till I can prove some of that. I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah, but I'm super excited to build that.
I still haven't put Voltron together. I still haven't put together that Terradrome I got from you like 10 years ago.
Well, that takes up a lot of room. Voltron, at least he stands up. He doesn't take up as much room. Voltron's
pretty big, though. You need a lot of head clearance for that.
I need to do it. But, or you go back to say Don? Don,
did you order it, Don?
No, I'm still on the fence whether I'm going to get it or not, because I'd rather put that money towards a couple of the things I have on pre-order.
Say, I checked a couple of times today, and I don't think it ever sold out on the website.
It's right there now.
I think it's still available, yeah.
I mean, I do want it. It's just that $170 can go for stuff that I can take out of the box and play with without having to build it, and I just don't know. I like to have the box. I know that. I like to have the box, but I'm not sure if I will really want to drop that for the set or not. I just haven't decided.
Well, maybe if Diecast gets stuck with a second one, you know, he'll sell you the box from his first one that he actually builds.
And there you go. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't want to leave that money on the table, right, Diecast?
Nope.
Exactly. I'd probably build two and leave one in each mode.
But it transforms.
I know.
Easily.
Yeah. Very simply.
Yeah. Okay. Transformers, the 2007 movie, which I still don't like. It's coming back to Fathom Events, participating theaters, July 10th and 14th.
For the 15th anniversary.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it's the one I hate the least. And would if I said you have to watch one no matter what, that's
then
the
you
one
watch
I
would, Bumblebee.
Well, true. Well, of the first five, if I had to watch one, that would be the one I wouldn't mind seeing again.
I just don't. Yeah, it's like
I saw the headline and didn't realize it was the 2007 movie because I just like glanced at it. Yeah, I have no need to see it.
Yeah, so good. Before we went to see Age of Extinction, Hayden and I watched the 2007 movie, and we both decided that, you know, this isn't that bad. It's not a great movie, but it's certainly acceptable.
It's better than the other movies for sure.
It is. It was also better and shorter than Age of Extinction.
If it wasn't so overcrowded, it would be better. But there's way too many.
Yeah, I guess I kind of attribute
crossing plot threads.
I feel like Last Night probably of the sequels has the least elements I dislike, but also is kind of the most boring. So
yeah, it's the most boring. That's the problem with it. I tend to think it's better than basically all the other sequels, but that doesn't mean that it's a good movie. It's just the least boring.
I mean, yeah. I kind of, in my head, I relate the 2007 Transformers movie to the 2017 Power Rangers movie. It was better than I was expecting to be, and I was pleasantly surprised by some things, but I think it could have been better.
I mean, the 2017 Power Rangers movie is way, way better as a movie than
it had
any of the Transformers.
Right to be.
Than any of the Transformers movies was what I was going to say. But yeah.
That's true. That's very true. That's very true.
I remember going to BotCon 07, and they got if you purchased a package, you had a chance to watch the movie. That was when I was still doing walk-ins for every BotCon that I went to.
Yeah, I was there. We were one of the first people to outside. I think the studio executives and stuff. We were one of the first audiences to see it.
But all the reactions that I heard the next day were lukewarm at best. Like I remember people that you know whose opinions I trust and respect. They're like, yeah, it was okay, and you know that's fair. Like if.
See, that's the thing. I actually remember enjoying it the first time I saw it, but I think it was more being caught up in the spectacle of everything. It wasn't viewings that I realized, oh, this just isn't very
good.
It was very much the spectacle, but like, you know, I remember even it the first time in the theater, like, it's an interesting spectacle, but you know, there was things I was shocked to see in like official Transformers media because we'd never had anything on that level with Transformers before, and it was surprising just to see how far they leaned into that PG-13.
Yeah,
I love them for what they are, and I think a lot of people are like that.
A lot of people do love them.
I don't disagree.
I mean, I'll admit, when I saw Optimus
they're not Transform perfect.
Obviously, a lot of people love them, or there wouldn't be six of them.
I mean, truth. When I saw Optimus Transform for the first time in that alleyway, I was like,
That is one of the things I still enjoy. Like, I can still watch that scene when Optimus Prime transforms in real life.
Yeah.
So to speak.
But hey, but if you want to see it again in the theater, this is your chance. The problem is, like, for the most part, the theaters, the screens at bigger theaters that get those Fathom events are the smaller, crappier screens. So, like,
And that's also problem. Like, I went and saw the first release of Digimon Tri, which was
okay. So moving on, Shattered Glass Blaster I'm saying on Pulse. So,
I mean, I was saying it was a Fathom event, and the ticket was like $15 for a Fathom event.
Yeah.
So the tickets are
it's always like that.
Yeah.
So the best Fathom event there's two like really strong Fathom events I've gone to. One was Batman Mask of the Phantasm, which there was me and one or maybe two other people in the theater for that screening. So that was, about what you'd expect for that. The other was when the Star Trek Next Generation Blu-rays were coming out, a Fathom event was two episodes of that being screened in movie theaters. And Hey Mickey and I went to see that. One of them was where no one has gone before with the Traveler.
Why? And
I don't remember what the other episode was. It feels like they just kind of pick random episodes out of the first season. But like there was one moment in there, like just the experience with that was the crowd was bigger than it was with Mask of the Phantasm. But like everybody there was of the same mind. Like we all knew why we were there. We'd all seen this before and everybody was just kind of like, cracking jokes through it. And nobody minded because it was just these episodes in this big, beautiful format. And we were all having like the best time with it. It wasn't like great content, but the experience of it was brilliant. And I'm never going to have that with like a live action Transformers
movie. The best one that I saw was the Mazinger movie that came out. Rob, did you see that one a few years ago?
I didn't go to the event, but I have seen the movie since.
Yeah, but like I was surprised just how into it people were. I've been to other ones that weren't that great. The Transformers, the movie showing wasn't that great. It was okay. Like, but the one that I went to for Resurrection F, the Dragon Ball Z.
I went and saw that too. That was good.
Okay, so Shattered Glass Blaster went up for pre-order.
Yep. No, but that was also a really like that was a very positive, enthusiastic crowd with that one at my showing.
That one was sold out, super sold out. That one was even hard to get tickets for. That one, yeah. So
Shattered Glass Blaster.
Yeah. So I saw that one like 15 or 20 minutes after it happened. So I did snag it, but like I didn't really pay attention to like what the buzz is. It seems to be generally positive, though.
I like it.
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Shattered Glass. I was there, when it all started. But I'll be honest, I got Blaster. I'm happy with Blaster. I really don't need the SG version.
Blaster's a great toy.
It is. Uh-huh. I mean, I might get the Soundwave, but like I think someone posted on Twitter. I wish I could give them credit because of the exclusivity. If they do a Shattered Glass Soundwave to go with Blaster, it'll be the Netflix one because of the Siege one because of the exclusivity. Unless it winds up being a Walmart exclusive somehow.
Well, that Don, and I'm not saying you're wrong, but maybe
he's not.
Maybe if it's a different character, they can use the same mold. I don't know if the mold's exclusive or the character.
Well, the thing is, though, they could call it Willy Wonka.
It's still Soundwave.
Soundwave and Soundwave are the same character.
Yeah. And given that they have not ventured a Sound Blaster, I have a feeling that Walmart probably has the exclusive rights to the tooling period. So,
yeah.
But I mean,
for X period of time. Yeah.
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 But it's possible they may pick up Netflix Soundwave as Sound Blaster or Shattered Glass Soundwave as a Walmart exclusive.
Or Soundwave could be on a completely different mold, just with a Soundwave head like previous Shattered Glass Soundwave.
That would at least be like potentially interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't expect that. But it would be
Earthrise Ironhide mold with a Soundwave head.
I mean, that would be the most obvious thing to do for like close accuracy, but we haven't had a lot of that kind of
trickery
pursuit of the shattered glass redos so far, you know. Yeah, when we talked about this in the last couple of weeks, I was talking about that Dark of the Moon Deluxe Optimus Prime that Walmart had exclusively for two uses. You know, if it's like that, it'll probably be a couple of years before that Earthrise Soundwave tooling would come available for anybody else to use or for it to go to general retail.
Yeah.
I don't know if the rights got freed up or it was just slathered in so much chrome when it went to Target that nobody from Walmart could tell it was the same thing.
Well, I don't even think that was the only other use of that mold.
Okay.
So do we know, have there been leaks of any of the other Shattered Glass figures or no?
I mean, I'm pretty sure there is Soundwave coming. Because one of our fun moments in the last couple months was Don going on at length about how Blaster and Soundwave should be a two-pack together, and that he didn't think they would do them as individual Voyagers. And then, like, the very next day, one of our insiders told us, so yeah, Blaster and Soundwave have been on one of our lists as individual Voyagers for this assortment.
Womp womp.
I mean, it's not like I'm secretly running Hasbro and I'm just trying to throw you all off the
scent. Yes, you are.
By being wrong, I'm just saying not everybody's perfect.
Yeah,
if you were doing that, that would be the best thing to find out. Like, if you are really doing that, please just leave me a deathbed confession along those lines. I really want to know.
Well, it's sort of like when Carly Simon, who she was talking about in You're So Vain, you'll be the only person to know and it'll cost you $10.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. So
I don't remember what the Shattered Glass list in its entirety was for this wave, but like Blaster and Soundwave both were on it, and of course the Ultra Magnus, which we saw already.
Core Class Wave 2 for Legacy and Package. So is that a new Shockwave, or is that the?
That's a new Shockwave. It's a new little Shockwave, which is visually based on the Siege toy.
And it comes with this orange slice that's pretty cool looking.
Radar dish, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, an orange slice.
I wonder if that's going to combine with other weapons in the assortment?
Probably.
Looks like it, yeah.
So Megatron seems to still come with, you know, the accessories that the previous use of that mold had, but those are also kind of integral to making the tank work, so, you know, there may not have been much flexibility there in that. Supposedly Optimus Prime is going to have an axe. I don't know if that's going to be in addition to or replacing the rifle. The axe doesn't seem to be depicted on what we can see of that packaging so far.
So Megatron is G2. There's no chance. What?
Green G2.
Green G2, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no chance, I guess, that Optimus is going to be colored more like the G2 version. The darker.
Understand, Optimus is being called a repackage.
Okay. It'd be nice if they would just, you know, tint it up a little bit, like, or tone it down a little bit like they did with the Netflix version.
Yeah, that'd be a nice subtle thing.
Yeah.
They've just given us a Nemesis or something in the Legends class since
they can still do that.
Yeah.
In the old Legends assortment, like 2014 era, there was a Nemesis Prime redeco of that Optimus. I have one.
Yeah.
It came with a Spinister redeco of the little helicopter buddy, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to say, I do like this Walmart exclusive Velocitron Speedia 500 collection toys packaged in alt mode, like Transformers should be.
I love it.
Cool. So Override, which we saw before, and Road Hauler. It's just funny to me that Road Hauler is.
I need that Road Hauler.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but it's in the Velocitron set.
Well, I mean, if
somebody has to clean the wreckage off of the
picture. Yeah. I mean, that's why I said in our Discord, tfradio.net/discord, when these pictures drop. So, like, you know, Road Hauler's not a participant in the race. He's there to take away the wrecks when somebody has an accident. It's fine.
Yeah.
And obviously, Clampdown, who I'm pretty sure is also part of this Velocitron assortment, is there to, you know, give people tickets for speeding on the racetrack.
He's the pace
car. Oh, certainly.
Ah, the pace car. That makes sense. Or he's security.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm guessing he's track security to keep people from cheating.
So is Ransack the bug that gets stuck on the windshield?
No, that's from a different release.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, I did see this. So Legacy Ransack. Who leaked this one? Was it one of the YouTube reviewers?
No, this came from like a Facebook group or something, or somebody's Facebook page, the clampdown pictures, which I don't know if you were able to put up. Oh, we briefly talked about that. That's where the ransack pictures came from, but Autobase Aichi has a bunch of ransack pictures mirrored, all credited back to the same source, but I can't find any of the others on the original source.
Interesting. That looks really nice.
It does.
I'm kind of ransack.
Like, I mean, it looks better than Kickback.
He does. I bought Kickback more just because Kickback was, I remember he's the only Insecticon I bought in the store.
Me too.
Because I had watched that episode that morning, and we went to Brindle's, and I picked up Kickback. But yeah, I'm looking forward to get that Ransack, even though I'm not expecting deluxe Insecticons anytime soon.
Well, you're going to have to buy a 4-pack to get that Ransack, because it's in a Buzzworthy Bumblebee set.
Yeah, the Ransack comes in a 4-pack with Toy Colors Beast Wars Scorponok, Kingdom Scorponok, a Gold Bug, which is supposed to be just a G1 version of the Shattered Glass retool that we got last year.
And a Waspinator
The Waspinator redeco, which is based on the Halloween Horror Cons Waspinator, and then Ransack makes 4, so that's going to be this summer's Target 4-pack.
Target, another Buzzworthy set.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be selling probably 2 or 3 of those for sure.
So what the hell is this? Modern Icons Megatron helmet now shipping. Okay, we saw this before, but it's in hand and it's horrific.
I have it upstairs. I didn't open it yet. I forgot about it.
Yeah, I was wondering if you had gotten yours. I remember you'd pre-ordered it ages ago, and then you were wondering recently if it had just been canceled.
So, yeah, because it kind of mysteriously like disappeared from the website. So I was like, I can't imagine it sold out.
Looking at the photos, it looks more like an augmented reality helmet sitting virtually on somebody's couch. Like, if you told me that's what it was, until, you know, like, it's got a picture of a guy holding it, like, you know, that makes me realize it's actually in hand. But it does just look like, you know, see it in your home. And
my hat's off to some cosplayer who is going to make a costume that is a stylistic match to this helmet, because it's going to look incredible. By itself, it's really kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Agree. Well, we've talked before about these Modern Icons things. Like, they sell them as wearable helmets, but that's because, like, what they want to sell is display pieces, but they're going to be hollow anyway. So, you know, it adds a little bit of value to the idea if they can pretend that they're making them as wearable helmets. Mm-hmm. There was some talk in the few posts I read from this TFW thread that the fit is a little bit tight.
Looks like
if you have a, you know, slightly larger head. It that may be, you know, more extreme than was the case with the Optimus Prime helmet or the Cobra Commander mask. But, you know, comparatively, I'm not sure about that. But, like, I think for a lot of people, this probably will just be a display piece and not practically wearable.
That's what I got it for.
If you can call any of them practically wearable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Prime one, you can barely see out of the eyes. So, like, I wouldn't even walk around, you know, for Halloween with it on. It probably be dangerous.
Let's hear Catnip Bravo Cross Transformers Optimus Prime plush with a Wheeljack coming soon.
So the Wheeljack isn't a Catnip Bravo crossover, it's just Symbiote Studios is also making a Wheeljack plush to go with their limited assortment of Transformers related plush things. They made that Unicron head pillow thing for like Comic-Con season last year.
So
this is more stuff along that line. It looks like that Unicron pillow thing is actually still available on their website, surprisingly enough.
Really? What's the size of this thing? It's $30. It doesn't look too large.
Like 7 to 10 inches, I think. I forget.
That's not bad. That's bigger than I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a mini baby.
I believe Cat Optimus is their convention season product for this year, which is why it's 30. Their other stuff seems to trend a little bit lower than that. Like their regular inventory. The Unicron pillow was 40, I think. I think that was a lot bigger.
Yeah, that actually missed my radar. So I'm actually...
I think you knew about this last year when we talked about the Unicron thing because, you know...
Yeah, but some of these sites that I don't, you know, frequent, if something's available to order on it, I might miss it.
Mm.
The Unicron plush is 14 inches tall.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger, so that's why it's $40. That and the convention season set.
And 20 inches tall with the horns. I don't know that I need that.
Unicron, though.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you need that more or less than you need Optimus Prime that is a cat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
Okay. Licensed Transformers beach towels. What?
Yeah. I just thought that was interesting.
Okay. I'm buying that one.
I mean, well, that was quick. Take a drink, everybody. They've got a bunch of different designs. A lot of G1 like stock art. There's one that's like a collection of headshots of G1 characters, which I think is pretty cool. But there's also Rescue Bot stuff, which I found kind of surprising.
Oh, nice!
Please tell me the tagline is "More than beach the eye."
It should
stop
be Don.
Well, I mean, potentially that could be an episode title. He'll be paying enough attention.
More than beach the eye.
Yeah.
I like the Prime with Bumblebee and Megatron. Is that Megatron's face in the background? No.
I think it is.
I was going to get the headshots one.
Yeah, that one's pretty cool.
But I don't know that I'm going to now.
Oh, retract your drinks, everybody.
Yeah. No, I'm going to get it.
Okay, re-drink, everybody.
Yeah, I'm ordering it now. Okay, sweet. Okay. TFRadio.net/Amazon.
That was one I liked the best, too.
Yeah.
You can probably, if you think about it, when you have a moment, set up a short link to these, like tfradio.net/beach towels or something.
Yeah, tfradio.net/towel. And always bring your towel.
There you go.
Don't forget your towels.
Which one
did you get, Brian?
The headshots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I was going to get one, that's probably the one I would get, too. If I cared more about Rescue Bots personally,
yeah,
I would probably get that Blades one because it's orange.
Well, since everybody asked earlier.
Oh, Don's got a cat.
Tell us about the cat, Don.
Attack.
Precious attack.
Everybody, this is Hank. Hank the Tank, because he's unstoppable when he gets good. He sounds like a herd of tiny little buffalo stampeding across the laminate floor.
So he's on your microphone. No, does he attack yet?
He's teething. He attacks everything.
Cat's teeth. I thought cats had teeth when they were born.
Well, he's teething and getting sharper teeth in.
Oh, he's sharpening. He's preparing.
Hopefully, yes. Massey will teach him how to attack.
No, let's not. Now, see, you can't get down, can you? See?
Oh, he can get down if he wants to.
Get down, oh, get yeah. down. Get down, get down. Get down. Okay, Jungle Boogie, I'll show. Okay.
He doesn't have to get down. He has a human to do that for him.
I just have Jungle Boogie by Cool and the Gang stuck in my head. There are worse things.
So the cat has outwitted Don by getting in the back of his chair and forcing Don to actually get up to remove him.
And the cat
The cat is smart. It found the one place Don couldn't actually reach from his seated position and decided to sit there.
And this has been a clever ruse while I've been preparing tfradio.net/towel, which you can now use to get a towel. Okay. So Pluto, I love Pluto TV. Pluto TV to add Transformers channel. Specifically Cyberverse, Prime, and Robots in Disguise.
Those are the three that are mentioned in the linked article. I imagine there will be more than just that.
I don't know. Like, the Star Trek channel, as far as I can tell, only plays The Next Generation.
Okay, but there's like 170 episodes of The Next Generation. You can reasonably, you know, fill a channel with that.
Yeah, but it's not like the Pluto TV channels are all, maybe they are all run by one person now, but before it used to be a curation of YouTube content. It's more than that now.
Yeah,
I've never even heard of Pluto.
What was that?
I never even heard of Pluto.
You've never heard of Pluto TV? It came out in the last 10 years. It was basically like a free version of Hulu or something.
It still is, basically.
Yeah, but what they did was they just curated YouTube. It used to be they curated YouTube playlists, and you would just watch YouTube playlists. But now it's more licensed content.
Mm-hmm.
Movies, TV shows. It's like the Price is Right channel is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. There's an American Gladiators channel that has mostly the early 90s American Gladiators.
They still have a Toku channel?
I mean, last time I looked, but that's been a few months. But yeah, probably. I mean, they probably do. I don't think Shout Factory is going to retract that.
So this is it's not far off from, you may not even remember this, but we used to have a Shoutcast server or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Where we basically it was just a playlist of episodes that we played. Mm-hmm. That's basically what this is, except for episodes of RSC. It's like episodes of Transformers or episodes of Price is Right or episodes of Knight Rider or whatever. But yeah, it's really no more complex than that.
I imagine this is going to be like another, you know, extension of Shout content going up there. So we'll probably, you know, in addition to this, we'll see G1 episodes up there.
I hope so.
I don't know. I kind of doubt we would see like movies in the rotation because that's going to be different licensing. But, you know, most TV content probably has a good shot.
My favorite Pluto channel is the classic cartoon. It's the one where they play probably bootleg versions of Looney Tunes and older cartoons that just are completely unrestored. So if you want to see like versions of like Bugs Bunny or something that you would have watched as a kid, like on VHS that hadn't been not, that just looked horrible. You know, that's how I remember watching it. So you can sort of relive my childhood anyway by watching like really crappy, horribly, you know, like horrible masters of cartoons. But yeah. But that's
the good old days of shovelware VHS.
Yeah, that is true. Is that it for news? Anything else?
No, I think we got through it all.
Sweet. Who wants to go first?
I will. I've got almost nothing.
So the most exciting goes first.
No, it's when I was at Nerd Bombs, I picked up Studio Series Jolt, who I may or may not have. I can't remember, but he was there, and I figured since I can't remember him, either he was really boring, and I don't remember, or I don't have him. So I went ahead and picked it up.
I had a moment of that today when I was on Twitter. Somebody had shared a picture of G2 Cindersore from the BotCon 2010 releases, and I'm like, I have that. I don't remember it at all, but I'm sure I have it because I have everything else from that. And
that was one of the souvenir 2-packs. I think that was the one that came with Rapido.
Is that the Cindersore that was built off the Beast Wars 10th anniversary Megatron?
Yeah, it was.
I know I have it. I just didn't even remember it existed.
Yeah, I picked up the last of the droids, Boba Fett. I've got one, but like Rob said last week, I really want to open this, and I got the last one. So I figured, you know, his card's a little bit rough shape, so I don't mind opening him, and then I'll probably sell the coin and hopefully get a few bucks back towards the purchase.
Get some coin for your coin.
Good for coin, yeah.
Don has wares. Don's muted.
Don, you're holding your button down.
Oh, the last thing I got.
Hey, Don, like when we get to what we got this week on my simple mechanical switch, you can't see it right now. Actually,
I keep forgetting that.
I flipped the switch so I don't have to hold down the button.
I keep forgetting that. Anyway, the last thing I got again is what Brian said a couple of months ago. The really weird Baloo from Disney Mirrorverse where he's like,
that's horrible. Here's
Cyborg Baloo.
It's okay. Nightmare Fuel.
Well, it's steampunk Baloo. But I had a GameStop $5 credit that was expiring, and I would much rather have something based off Baloo off Tailspin than a dead-eyed Funko Pop get much Tailspin merchandise. So for $7 after my coupon, and his sword is a giant plane wing. You really can't see it probably, but
is it a plane wing or is it like a propeller?
Propeller. Very long day. So that's it. Nothing else has showed up locally.
All right.
Cool.
Okay, go ahead. I can be the next most boring.
Okay, go ahead.
So this past weekend, I went to Nashville to meet with Hey Mickey and have some sushi. Mm-hmm. In the process, I stopped at Target for the first time in probably 6 months because earlier that day, Studio Series Sludge had been reported found in Target in Virginia. So long story short, I didn't get Sludge because they didn't have one. What I did find, though, was a bunch of the on-topic part of this is that I found a bunch of the Cybertronian, the Origin, Buzzbirdie, Bumblebee, the Flying Saucer car, marked down to $7 each. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then I went to a different aisle where it looked like they had picked up the whole, the NECA and all that stuff from where it sits by electronics and just dumped it in the toy section. And among that was the one thing from Gundam G-Frame Series 13, which I hadn't found yet, which was the Blue Destiny Unit 1. So nice. I was gonna get that because, you know, I didn't know if I was going to see that series or that particular one again. When I went up to pay for it, the barcode wouldn't scan. So, you know, I had to get somebody to come over and help. And they decided that since I said it, you know, came from an aisle where everything was piled up and there was no like labels, but it looked like a bunch of clearance stuff, that it should sell for $3.99. So I got that for $3.99.
Nice.
So then on Monday, I went out. No, it was yesterday. I went out to do a few errands, and I was not having a great mental health day, so I went over to Hobby Lobby to do some depression buying potentially and ended up succeeding. I found Don had posted on Twitter that there was re-releases of G-Frame 10 out, and I found those. And Hobby Lobby was having their 40% off of box model kits, which G-Frames qualify for. So for about $10 each, I got a Strike, a high mobility Zaku, and the regular Zaku 2 F-Type. And then I felt even more depressed over spending the $35, give or take, with tax on all of that. So, and then it was made worse because I went over to Walmart and they'd restocked Legacy Wave 1. And I was just like, no, must not buy more, even though I haven't seen these before. Although I didn't really want Kickback because Kickback looks too big. But as Ransack, I'll probably want one if I can get somebody to split up a set. But yeah, yeah,
I'm weirdly okay with the Deluxe Insecticons being bigger than the other.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. But yeah, like Kickback and them shouldn't be that big. They just correct look too big. But yeah, so basically the short version is I got 4 G-Frame things, 1 for absurdly low price and 3 on sale. And I mostly felt worse after buying all of them. But, you know, what are we going to do? And then I just had to like stand there and force myself to not buy other Legacy toys that I kind of didn't want or otherwise getting like from Kilby.
Yeah, well, when I saw those at Barnes & Noble, I thought they were new because
they, you know, they are. They're new releases of the old series.
Right, yeah, because Blade Gnome replied that they were re-releasing stuff in the U.S. now that was waves that were outside the U.S. when they started. Right. And I said, I just thought they were new frames and stuff. So, but I'm glad y'all picked them up because I was at a Barnes & Noble that I'm usually not anywhere close to.
Yes, and the other thing in the reissue assortment is the Titans Colors Gundam Mark II, which I had the Super Gundam, which was a Japanese-only release, which kind of covers me for, you know, that experience. Honestly, in my experience, the Zakus are kind of like a very good example of what G-Frame can do, and the Gundam-style bodies are not quite as much.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the Zaku... the Zaku and G-Frame 10 originally came out in Wave 6, which I got cheap off of eBay. And that was the first one I put...
Said, the packaging on that said, like, Revive or something, so it's a reissue of a reissue.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was, like, the first G-Frame thing I think I put together after the Mark II, and yeah, that was a really impressive little figure. I want to get that R2 if I can find it.
Anyway, that I think that covers me.
Cool.
Okay,
Rob, go ahead.
I'm boring and brief. I got Masters of the Universe Origin Sunman for like $8 when it was on sale on Amazon. So
worth that.
Yeah, definitely. So that's, I haven't opened it yet, but it looks everything I've gotten this week.
Cool. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
I got Lego Prime, which I'm super excited about. Definitely want to build him. I'm going to try to have him done by the end of this weekend. I also got the Modern Icons Megatron helmet, which I haven't opened yet. The other thing I got is the Moon Studios Shoki, which is MS-07. Is that what it is? 04? I can't
even MS-07 is a goof.
I can't even read the writing. So, yeah.
Anyway, but they're calling it Moonshine, which, like, you know.
Yeah.
As third-party names go, I can't really argue with the humor in that.
I got 2 more chomps, the fans' toys. So that'll be.
Okay, so you said 2 more. How many is that total now?
That's 3 total, but why? 1 is being sent out to be customized.
And right.
It's going to be Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hopefully. I don't know how long that's going to take, but.
Probably a while.
Yeah. Yeah, probably a while. The other thing I got was the thing I was kind of showing off on pre-show is the little Energon Beam.
It's a hair scrunch.
Accessories. Nice. Yeah, but it's.
You can do a ponytail with that. Sweet.
They come in a 2-pack. And you
can get like 50 of those for like $5 at
Well,
Target.
No, this is thicker and it's like pretty.
It's 90s. I like it. It's retro.
Yeah, but
you
it's.
You grow your hair back out.
For that one scene for. You know, in the movie
Energy Binders, yeah.
Yeah, when they're locked up right before the pit. And I figured it would just be cool to have these two around Cup and Hot Rod, since I have that Pit of Justice. And
since they're both deluxes, that's gonna work perfectly.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Sorry. That's a little side comment there.
No, I mean Hot Rod's pretty much a deluxe.
Yeah. I love Hot Rod and giving it crap.
Oh, by the way, yeah. Diecast, Cool Peak, the next, the number six in the line, has hit my pile of loot. So you should be getting yours soon, if not already. The yeah. tan looking one.
Yeah, they tend to do the same thing that Fans Toys does, is they'll send them out to the U.S. first, but it doesn't take as long for China or Asia area to start distributing them. Yeah, so I think the last time that you showed off yours, I literally paid for mine like the next day or something like that. So yeah, they're coming out pretty fast. Like we're going to have that thing built by the end of the summer. Right, Don? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's we've talked about this before of how scale, if you matter, scale is a thing. But when you look at what the car is charging for the size with all that clear plastic, I am much more relieved I'm going with the Moon Studios for my train bot representation.
And the other thing, Don, that you'll be very happy to know is that Fans Toys, what's your favorite guy? The guy I have on
Trailbreaker. Yeah, I saw
he's imminent. What's that? Brian's shaking his head.
For instance, like I'm sure Brian had long flowing locks once. No, I wish.
Okay. I thought you had a comment.
I'm sorry. I'm tfradio.net/discord. 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 Sorry. And
he's reading our awesome chat people.
Yeah. Yeah. In quasi real time. I'm like 2 minutes late on that one.
But yeah, Don, anyway, you should be able to see there's, I would guess there's going to be a video for him in the next week showing the transformation.
Yeah, well, whenever you figure out how much he actually was in U.S. American dollars, could you let me know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Since you never seem to know what you're paying for something, even though there's 10,000 currency conversions out there that you could probably be using, I would appreciate so I know what to give you.
I think he just never knows exactly because he gets big piles of stuff at once.
Figuring out how the shipping works out for that is kind of hard, especially since your shipping will probably be considerably higher if you're just ordering the one thing.
Uh-huh. But I'll ship it with my stuff and I'll just, you know, I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I know. I just want to make sure that I have some idea between zero and infinity of how much it actually is at some point.
And like I said, trust me, Don, if you say, no, that's too much, don't worry about it. It's not a big deal. It's not like I don't get five or six each Fans Toys figures anyway. So, yeah, anyone else?
Who else is next?
Okay. So I finally managed to get Buzzworthy Bumblebee Studio Series 86 Cliff Jumper.
Oh, nice. Because I have not seen any since I got you that cup. No,
yeah, I had to get Hey Mickey to get me one of those, and then Hey Mickey had to take the one for himself back because it was defective, so he still doesn't have one, but I do.
Oh, well. Why is Cliff Jumper so hard to get?
He's probably short pack, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
So I think Don, you may have been the one that told me when he went back up on Pulse.
I texted you.
Yeah. Yeah, he texted. Okay. Yeah. And I saw Preternia on Twitter had mentioned it, and I either messaged you or added you on Twitter so you would know.
Yeah, but the lighter reds look really good on him, along with all the gray they've added, and I'm really happy with it. And I also got Studio Series 86 Junk Heap.
Oh, nice. Oh, wow. Where did you get that already?
Entertainment Earth.
Cool.
Jelly.
So there is actually a fair bit of new parts on him, like the tops of his feet, his spats are different because the new parts on the arms, the transformation's actually a little bit different. So they had to add a peg onto the sides of his foot there to clip into these large side panels on his arms. That's how they clip together in transformation now. So the tops of his feet are different. His forearms are completely new. The shoulder cover is completely new. The gas tank and engine component are new pieces.
Nice.
And of course the head. So he's in the chest plate. So he's got a bunch of rework parts going on. He's actually really nice. And I got two of them. So I've got one in motorcycle.
Smart. Too. Nice.
And yeah,
it does look good.
super happy with it.
It actually looks better than Wreckar.
Yeah, he does. He's a lot boxier in motorcycle mode too. So there is like a distinct difference between them.
Nice.
If anybody was on the fence about picking one up, they are pretty substantially different. And like the spikes that come off of his knees and his forearms on Junk Heap aren't bent on either of them.
Oh, good.
Oh,
like
good.
Like they are on all of my Wreckars. So
that's kind of a relief because I was messing with my Wreckar recently and I thought I did that. So just. You know,
I have 3 Wreckars, I think, and they all came like that.
Okay. I was thinking maybe the tire had weighed it down. So yeah, that just kind of relieves me because if they came like that, it wasn't me just being lazy and stupid without how to store things. That's somehow a better feeling. Don't ask why.
I made my Wreckar quad.
That's cool looking. Yeah.
Oh, mine is a 6-wheeled monstrosity.
Nice. Cool. Anything else?
I had 3 Wreckars. He does have a little paint flaw. I'm not sure if you can see it right above my thumb there, a little paint overspray or a paint drizzle, but it just kind of looks like he's leaking something. And for Junkion, I think that's, you know, pretty on character. So
yeah, cool. I don't expect them to be painted that well. Just, you know, Junkions themselves.
Yeah. What I appreciate about Junk Heap and the Wreckar that came before it is they are so much better than the previous iterations of those that we've gotten as far as representations.
I mean, like the Reveal the Shield ones.
Yeah, I was going to say the 2010 era Wreckar body is, like, it's got its troubles and everything, but like for the idea of one being able to ride the other, nothing else has done it as well.
That's true.
I have a ton of those things
as
different characters, and I have never snapped a thumb off. I have never broken a handlebar off. I don't know what people's problem with that mold is.
Oh, I have.
Yeah. But to me, these Voyager ones are no-brainers compared to other stuff that's coming out.
I'm hoping there's at least one more head sculpt for this.
I hope so.
Like, yeah. I would, because I like, off of that previous one, then where they had Scrap Heap, the one with the faceplate and the visor. I'm hoping that manifests as well.
Mm. Cool. Anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Don, did you go? Okay. So is it just me?
Yeah.
I got a bunch of crap to run through, so I'll go ahead and do that. So a Target had a clearance on G.I. Joe Super 7 stuff, and I can't bring myself to pay $20 each for these reactions, but for like $6 or $7, I'm in. So got Scarlet. Snake Eyes, I guess V1. Snake Eyes, I guess that V2. Baroness, Destro.
How many of those did they actually make?
And several. Cobra Commander and Quinn.
They're not even punched.
No, they're not. And Quinn the Inuit. So, very pleased with those. Like, I would consider opening these. Just put them on my shelf. I don't know why I got this, but I got an email. And I should not be on marketing emails, but a marketing email from Enjoy the Ride Records. Okay, we have a new, we have a limited edition Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle record and cassette. Hmm. Like, the cassette's limited to 100 pieces. 100 pieces! So I bought it. It's a Let's Kick Shell. It's like a compilation of a couple of tracks. So it has the little TGRI logo from, at least that's for Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. I don't know if that's been used elsewhere in the lore. I'm a huge Turtles fan, but they had that. And I haven't opened the record, so I forgot which version I got, but I got the record as well. So I should not be allowed to use a credit card or a debit card.
I'm sure Kim agrees with you.
Yeah.
I think TGRI is exclusive to Secret of the Ooze because everywhere else it would be TCRI, and they just had to kind of retool the concept for the
movie. Oh, wait, is it TCRI? Yeah. I just assume TGRI because that's what I'm familiar with. Is it TC? It's TG. Okay.
TG is the movie version.
So a while back last year, I got some of the premium from the little puzzle from the Walmart 1990s cafe Transformers Kids Meal. And there's G.I. Joe stuff out there that I didn't have. There's 4 toys, 4 figures in vehicle. I got 3 of them. So I got Bazooka and the name of the tank. Persuader, I think, is the name of that tank.
I think so.
Yeah. So Grunt, and I guess that's the Mobat, and Roadblock, and the Awestriker, little bagged figures that came in the Walmart kids meal. I mentioned I was at McKay's this past weekend, and I saw a bunch of Transformer stuff that some people had sold. I'm like, Brian, you have those. You don't need them. And the couple things I didn't have, I'm like, that doesn't fit in the theme of my collection going forward. So I bought one that I had just because I don't have the reissue loose like I do now, which was out back, like the Walmart reissue.
Ah.
Yeah, but it's not very
nice. I'm waiting for the day when Brian accidentally rebuys something that he's currently trading in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen to some extent. And the other was Clampdown from Beast Wars.
Clawjaw,
which is, I didn't actually have, never actually owned this one before. One of the few Beast Wars toys that I didn't have or haven't owned. So pleased to get that. He's in great shape. He doesn't have a separate accessory. The accessory gimmick is built in. As far as I know, I don't think there's anything I'm missing. So,
no, that sounds right.
Yeah. And
Brian, he did have a little tuning fork kind of weapon thing, I think.
Did he? Oh, crap. I guess he did. I guess I am missing it. Okay. Well, I can.
Whoops.
Yeah. Well, I paid $3 for it. I'm not worried about it.
You can live without it.
Yeah. Because I can live without it.
Thank you.
But something I've been pricing for a while, and I paid too much for it, but the price of these things are stupid now. So part of the reason I'm selling my parts of my collection is I want to use my collection to fund my collection and buy the things that I want in it. One thing I've been pricing, every single version I've seen, like on Yahoo Japan or on Mandarake, is always look like crap. But I finally got a very nice specimen of Countdown and his Rescue Patrol friends.
So jealous.
Yeah. So, and I, the funny thing is, I know that the MicroMaster is Countdown, but I always want to call it like Base Countdown and try to remember the name of the MicroMaster friend.
Countdown's Rocket Base.
Yeah. The Rocket Base. So, but the stickers are mostly unused. There's a couple stickers that have been applied. It's got the booklet. The box is in really nice shape. I mean, there's a couple dings on the corners. I mean, you know, it's 34 years old.
That's amazing.
33. Yeah. So
looks pretty nice.
Yeah. So yeah. I was very, very excited to get this. So I'm trying to focus on, if I'm getting Japanese stuff, I'm trying to get stuff that also was in, you know, unless it's like something I've always wanted, like that Desaurus, I'm trying to get stuff that was in G1, the US G1. So I can sort of check both boxes.
I don't know why, if they were like cheap when we were kids, but I had a ton of the MicroMaster.
They were cheap when we were kids.
That must be why, because I'm like, I remember them so fondly, and I'm like, I know we didn't have, you know.
I never owned a MicroMaster one, not a single one as a kid.
Yeah, I had a couple, and I had that base and everything. And
yeah, so MicroMaster,
usually I didn't get expensive toys, so they must have been cheap.
Yeah, and you know, you could always find stuff on clearance too. So yeah, MicroMasters are a huge gap for me in my G1 collection and even knowledge. I mean, I didn't have a lot of experience with them. You know, now I can pretty much tell you which vehicle belongs to which set, but like if you ask me the name of an individual MicroMaster, it's a good chance I'm gonna be like, let me look it up. But yeah, no, I mean, the box is great, and I just love the look of the MicroMaster stuff. Like, I want to get this out, and I want to get more MicroMasters going to my collection so I can display them kind of like it looks on the box.
Oh, you got to take a photo for me and send it of that, the back of the box where they're all connected together.
Yeah,
I want to see that.
Sure. Yeah, so I'm very happy to have that. So, and yeah, so it also goes with the Galaxy Shuttle that I got a while back. So yeah, pretty cool. Yeah, that's what I got this week. TFRadio.net/Amazon, TFRadio.net/towel, buy a towel. Also, if you know, it's the beginning of the month, perfect time to sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/TFRadio. I'm about to post a few back episodes of History on the Fives, and that'll be posted here this weekend, trying to catch up. And I'll have several more in the public feed shortly too.
I'll get last week's episode sent to you shortly.
Cool. Yeah. So yeah, no rush. I'm like 3 episodes behind, I think, on getting some stuff posted. It's been crazy lately.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. So tfradio.net/Patreon or patreon.com/TFRadio. And of course, at tfradio.net/credits, we have our touched patrons listed there. You can join them, and you could also be on the History on the Fives podcast. But if you want to be a touched patron, go to patreon.com/tfradio and sign up. And, you know, we thank everybody at every tier. You don't have to be a touched patron. We appreciate everything everybody does. It really goes a long way. But our patrons at the touch tier, they get mentioned every week, and they are. This is as of May. I haven't looked today. But Kevin Dorsey, Ryan Bona, Emmett Stresovich, Rabbits, Hector Bones, Ness, Joey Russell, Jay Rye, Sean Hamilton, Jacob Owen Lucia, Sean Bratton, Spider Bob, Tyrell Gwynn, Rick Mahurin, Blake Reynolds, Vegemite Mike, Jason Tate, Eric Griffin, Sabertron Toys, and Sean I. Williamson. Thank you all so much. I think it was Jay's birthday recently, too. So, oh,
happy birthday.
I think so. I may be wrong, but happy birthday either way, Jay, whenever your birthday is. If I'm like, we're friends on Facebook or on Twitter or something, I'll try to note that. But like, I don't have everybody. I don't even have my own siblings' birthdays memorized. So like Facebook.
It took me like 15 years to remember Rob's birthday.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's see here. You can find all of our crap at tfradio.net.
Hey, don't call our quality content crap.
Yeah. You can find years worth of content going back to 1999. At tfradio.net. We are old. And let's see here. But we're mostly on Twitter. That's where most of our stuff is at, but also on Facebook at facebook.com/tfradio. And we also have an Instagram we post to at TF Podcast. You can find me personally on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Rob Springer's not here, but he is at Robo Rob Springer on Twitter at zonebase.org. And last week we posted the newest episode of his podcast, Transform Squadron. John DeLuna not here. His birthday was recent as well. He is that John D everywhere. Don, how do people get a hold of Hank?
Hank can be reached through me at HMRC, the number 4 EVR on Twitter. Also, just as a reminder for those of you tuning in for the first time, welcome. And that I am getting married in October, and my fiance and I have set up a little wish list for our cruise at www.tfradio.net/honeymoon. We've got a few little things down that if you're in a position to help out and want to help us, you know, enjoy a few of the nicer things on the ship that we, you know, couldn't swing for ourselves with, you know, wedding, honeymoon, house, all that kind of stuff. Small little things, if you feel like you're in a position to help out. And again, thank you to everyone who's already contributed. That's really going to help out on our onboard experience. So thank you very much.
Cool. Chris?
I do toy photography, theoretically. If you want to check out the work I've done, articles I've written, things like that, that's at playwithphotography.com. If you would like to throw some support my way for the things I do, I am on Patreon at patreon.com/playwithphotos. And generally, you can find me in our Discord at tfradio.net/discord, where our friend Josh Wheeljack64 informs us that someone in Australia has just found Legacy Motormaster.
Ooh. Nice.
Which actually tracks with last year, because that Rodimus Prime was first available in Australia. Jason Murray had some good coverage of that on Twitter last year.
Jason's definitely should follow him.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a great follow.
He's a great guy, too. Yeah. Cool. Rob.
I'm on Twitter at Rob Flails, which is the Twitter for Flail Throughs, my gaming channel on YouTube. Gundam games mostly. Right now, mostly Gundam Battle Operation 2, which I'm, even that with the arm problems, I'm kind of struggling to keep up with at the moment. But this week, it's looking like Gundam Battle Operation 2 is adding the Kshatriya from Gundam Unicorn. Mm. So that's going to be interesting. And so looking forward to messing with that if I can. That depends on mostly whether or not I roll it. But if you youtube.com/flailthroughs to see basically daily videos for Gundam Battle Operation 2 dating back to the game's introduction in late July 2018. If you like what you're seeing over there, patreon.com/flailthroughs, you can throw money at me for requests. I'll do specific mobile suits, weapon combinations, color schemes, etc. And if you'd just like to do something nice for me, there's the Amazon wish list at tfradio.net/claylist, and a little bit of money from that, if you use the link, will go back to the show.
And you have a birthday coming up, too, I believe.
Yes, end of the month, the 23rd.
So, Rob, did you see the next G generation game is going to be a mobile platform
disaster? I did. I'm kind of interested to see how that turns out, because just that could be great, or it could be horrible. And in terms of, you know, how it's handled. So I'm really kind of hoping it veers towards the great end, but we'll see how that turns out. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they come up with.
Cool. Diecast.
You can find me on Taobao. I mean, on Twitter at Diecast2. You can see all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews, youtube.com/RFCReviews. You like my Facebook page at Reviews by Diecast, and I don't know if I'm forgetting anything else, but that's it.
tfradio.net/diecast list.
Yeah, but my birthday is not till July, so Rob's way before me.
Cool. Yeah, mine's next week, but I will not be here, so thank you guys for covering next week.
Yeah, there's your birthday present. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I already sent you your birthday.
Yeah, right? Thank you. It was wonderful. I'll wear it to Don's wedding.
Good.
Yeah. Is it a tuxedo t-shirt?
It's even better.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
it's even nice.
Better.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks, but they'll see you next week. So have a good one.
See you, everybody.
Unless Diecast can't do his one job.
I'll do it. I'll do it. Okay. I can't promise there'll be audio, but I'll do it.
Oh, great.
Well, I'll probably be to blame if there's not audio, so that at least we can spread that out a little bit.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Jeez, what are these guys ever going to move out of their parents' basements?